Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Outside of the swimming world, like, no one really cares about swimming, you know, and that's just kind of it.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look ahead to our live European commentary game from Tala Stadium with Shamrock Rovers up against old foes Chelyea. We'll hear from Shelburne ahead of their first away game in the league phase against Skendia of North Macedonia. And reaction from Liverpool boss Arne Slot after his side got back to winning ways in the Champions League. But first today, Shamrock Rovers and Chelyea renew rivalries in the Conference League tonight. Last season, Rovers beat the Slovenian side 3-2 in aggregate in the Europa League qualifiers, thanks to a 3-1 win at home in Tala. However, Chelyea went on to reach the last 16 of the Conference League before a 4-3 aggregate loss to Fiorentina. Like Rovers, they came through three rounds of the Conference League qualifiers to get here. Chelyea are coached by former Liverpool and Spain winger Albert Riera, and he clashed with his opposite number last season after Stephen Bradley branded him arrogant. However, this season Bradley says that motivation comes from within regardless of the opposition.
For the group, no, we didn't use it in the group. It's not how we work, and it's not. I don't believe in them sort of artificial highs and saying to the players and saying to the dressing room that someone said this about us or said X or said Y or said. We don't operate like that, you know. I think this group before names are always in a really calm state. They're always focused. They know what we're here to do, and that's ultimately win games and progress. But there's not, you don't have to take them too high, or you just allow them to be. And I know the group. I know what types of personalities are in it, like Connor, for example. And trying to take someone like Connor and a few others too high artificially wouldn't work. You know, they don't buy into that. So it's just about allowing them to prepare for the game as normal, and it motivates us, staff. It makes you really focus on every aspect, every detail going into the game. It really sharpens you. But we keep that away from the players. They don't, like I said, they really don't operate with it.
It seems Albert Riera is highly regarded around Europe. He's been recently linked with the Red Star Belgrade job. The Spaniard says the line between arrogance and confidence is very fine.
Okay, the line between arrogancy and confidence is very thin. Very thin. If you ask me, I will say that I am maybe too confident, too much sometimes. But no arrogance. And in the sport, during 90 minutes, I will not give you the hand. During 90 minutes, I will not give you any compliment. I will not make you bigger or better, or I will tell you that you are faster or stronger than me. This is how I understand this sport. After the game, we can talk about many things. So he made a mistake saying that, because he doesn't know me. If you don't know me, you cannot talk about me. And I repeat again, in a sport, arrogancy and confidence is totally different. So he needs maybe to read in the dictionary what it means, confidence, and then he will understand that last season maybe I was not arrogant, I was confident on my team. And that's it. But this is not a battle between two coaches. This is a game between Chelyea and Shamrock. Let's try to be better than the open. They will try to make their game, and that's it. And what I said, that it's, we don't have any extra motivation from last season, because our motivation is to win as many points as possible in the group stage and to come to the next. Doesn't matter who is in front of us. It's not, we don't have to see as a revenge or something. We came here for the 3 points without thinking this kind. We don't have any fear inside. You can have some revenge, or you can have some. As I said, you know, I use fear. If you have something inside of you, but we don't have this. What we are focused on is in the plan. We know very, very clear how and the way how we have to play tomorrow, how we have to beat them. Zero doubts on the pitch, Michael. They don't have zero doubts. Today, it's about to enjoy the training, to have the feeling with the grass, to see the lights, to see in the stadium. My player from yesterday, they went to sleep last night and they are hungry and they know what they have to do tomorrow with the ball and without. And that's it. That's why the players, they will sleep quiet, they will be calm, and tomorrow they will give their best. And they will be, I will be pushing them, because I don't want any player to believe that in football you did everything. We are in a good moment, but football you need to show every single game, and tomorrow we will try to show again.
Rovers have Pico Lopez available once again after his exploits with Cape Verde in qualifying for the World Cup and his partner giving birth. Josh Honahan is also back and Lee Grace is available, but Aaron Green and Danny Grant will miss out. You can listen to live commentary of the game with Stephen Doyle and Vinnie Perth and Off the Ball from 7 o'clock on News Talk and the Go Loud app. The kickoff is 8 o'clock. Shelburne will kick things off for the Irish clubs in Europe this evening. Joey O'Brien's side are in North Macedonia to take on Skendia, who knocked Romanian champions FCSB out of the Champions League qualifiers earlier this year. Shells picked up a point last time out at home to Swedish side Häcken, and Shells would view this as a game that is certainly winnable in the league phase. O'Brien says he's looking for someone to score their first goal in group stage football and secure their first win.
That's the beauty of football, isn't it? That's the magic of it. Like, he wants to be the hero, you know, to get that first goal for the club and group football and stuff like that, you know, to get the first win. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get. It's obviously going to be difficult, we know that, but look, a challenge that we're really looking forward to.
Kickoff is 5:45. Owen Sheehan and Cameron Hill will keep you up to speed on the news round from 7 o'clock on News Talk and the Go Loud app.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Last night in the Champions League, Liverpool got back to winning ways, ending a run of 4 defeats in a row. The Premier League champions recovered from going a goal down to win 5-1 away to Eintracht Frankfurt. Goals from Hugo Ekitike, Virgil van Dijk, Ibrahima Konate, Cody Gakpo and Dominic Szoboszlai helped Arne Slot's side through their second win of the competition in 3 games. Slot says goals from set pieces certainly helped the side.
I've sat here a few times telling you guys how important set pieces are, and now we were able to score 2, so you go with 3-1 up, and that is a big, big, big difference than if you don't score them and you go at halftime 1-1 with still the same amount of chances, but people would judge us definitely different.
Alexander Isak was subbed off at half time and is now a major doubt for Saturday's Premier League trip to Brentford due to a groin injury. Slot says they'll have to be careful to get their record signing up to speed.
There must be a moment where he can play twice a week, and the first time we try, he did this in Sweden as well, but the first time we try, he has to go off. And that's hope. That is not that bad, but he has to go off because he felt his groin.
Chelsea made Champions League history as they became the first team to have 3 teenagers on the score sheet. They beat 10-man Ajax 5-1 at Stamford Bridge. Reggie Walsh, who turned 17 on Monday, became the youngest player to play in the Champions League for Chelsea. Mark Guiu, Estevao and Tyreek George all found the net on a special night for Enzo Maresca's team.
I think tonight was good to win, to continue to, you know, the momentum. It's a win, and personally it doesn't mean too much in terms of the season. It's just to continue to play games, to try to win, to try to improve players, and this is the main thing.
Maresca added their Brazilian wonder kid. Estevao will keep his feet firmly on the ground after a sparkling start to his Chelsea career since his move from Palmeiras.
With young players, most of the time you are a little bit worried because they play 1 game, 2 games, good game, they score and they think that they are already top players. The good thing about Estevao that we don't need to be worried about that.
Tottenham boss Thomas Frank admits they have goalkeeper Guillermo Vicario to thank for their unbeaten record in the Champions League this season. Spurs drew 0-0 away to Monaco last night.
He was very good today. I think some of his saves was exceptional tonight. And he's a big part why we got a hard-fought point. But at the end of the day, it can be a crucial point.
The Dane added he was frustrated his side conceded 23 shots on goal.
It can be a combination of lack of intensity, a combination of Monaco hitting a very high level, combination of us not hitting the best level. but they had too many shots to what I would like.
Elsewhere in the Champions League last night, 17-year-old Lennart Karl became Bayern Munich's youngest scorer in the competition. He scored the first in Bayern's 4-0 win over Club Brugge. Harry Kane, Luis Diaz and Nicholas Jackson got the other goals. Real Madrid beat Juventus 1-0 at the Bernabeu thanks to a second half goal from Jude Bellingham. Sporting came from behind to beat 10-man Marseille 2-1. Atalanta and Slavia Prague drew nil-all in Bergamo. In the early games, Athletic Bilbao won 3-1 at home to Karabag. Galatasaray also won 3-1 at home to Bodø/Glimt. Tonight, attention turns to the Europa League. Sean Dyche will take charge of Nottingham Forest for the first time at a home game against Porto. Dyche says he wants to excite the home fans.
All I want from the team is to express themselves. I want them to be out there playing for Nottingham Forest. I want them to be on the front foot. I want them to... Oh, they're all old-fashioned things, but they're real. You know, they've shown it. They've shown it very recently, especially last season, of course, the edge that it is to win games. That's what we're after. Just remind them that edge is important.
And with set pieces now back in fashion, Dyche says it's just the times we live in.
Now it's coming back round to set pieces are in vogue. And 5 years ago, people go, why do you rely on set pieces? Now they're in vogue. That's just the way it goes. You know, it's just the cycles. Skinny jeans, flared jeans, skinny jeans, flared jeans. My daughter hammers me about whatever jeans I wear, so it makes no odds. I think I got a bit of stick about me for trainers, I believe, walking in the training ground off social media. I couldn't believe that. One of my mates let me know that, as they do. Tom Ford, but anyway, don't like to mention it.
Forest captain Ryan Yates knows the team needs to get their season back on track.
As a player at this level, I think you have to be able to take information on board very quickly. We have to be quick when we need results. We're in a bad run of form. We want to make the City Ground a fortress. I think the best teams, when they're on good runs, they're solid, they're hard to beat at home. You have to take that information on board quickly and get results quickly.
Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner says he'll only rotate a squad in the Conference League tonight if fringe players are good enough to join his high-flying team. Palace play AEK Larnaca at Selhurst Park with Kristaps Ucha, Rio Cardenas and Roman Esse all pushing for places. But Glasner says there's no guarantee they'll get game time.
It's as soon as we believe a player can help the team to win a game into a team that is doing really well, where everybody knows exactly what to do, where you have a competition and then you have to be better than the other player and you have to show that you are ready to help the team. That's all about how we decide who will play.
Palace striker Jean-Philippe Mateta says he's still on cloud nine after he made his debut for France earlier this month. Mateta followed his first international goal with a hat-trick against Bournemouth last weekend. He scored 7 goals for Palace in all competitions this season.
I'm very proud of me, obviously. I'm very happy and I think I deserve because I train very hard and with the Gaffa as well, with all the team. And it's a dream come true and I hope I will get called up again.
Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers says he's extremely motivated to get their disappointing Europa League campaign back on track. They host Sturm Graz tonight in Glasgow after taking 1 point from their opening 2 matches. Rodgers admits it's a tough moment for the Scottish Premiership champions, but he says they're working hard to turn it around.
I can't be any more motivated to turn it around because it's okay when you're winning trophies and playing great football and everything else. So I'm so determined to try and turn the feeling around and the feeling on and off the pitch because for me it's not what Celtic is about or not what Celtic should be about.
Celtic defender Liam Scales claims fan unrest at the Scottish champions is not a factor ahead of their clash with the Austrian side. Sunday's loss at Dundee left them 5 points behind leaders Hearts, who they played this weekend. Celtic fans showered the pitch with balls and called for the board to be replaced. But Scales says the turmoil is having no impact on performances.
We're just here to do the job on the pitch. You know, we don't worry about anything outside that. And we have no control over recruitment or fans or anything like that. All we control is what's on the pitch. And we're just trying to do better, really, and be successful and put in performances that we know we can do.
New Rangers boss Danny Rugg has given his players clear demands for improvement in several areas ahead of his first match in charge. The German has had just 2 training sessions ahead of tonight's Europa League clash with Bran away from home. Rugg believes a swift change in mindset and energy can get some instant results.
It's easy to say it's about mentality, but I'm convinced if you have a clear direction how you want to play and you create good moments into the game, then your self-confidence going up and up, and it means then some moments in the football goes easier. It's about hard working. Hopefully we see a good game from our side.
Elsewhere in Europe tonight, Aston Villa will look to make it 3 wins from 3 when they face Go Ahead Eagles away from home. Evan Ferguson will be hoping to start for Roma, who hosts Victoria Plzeňa. Robbie Keane's Ferencváros are in Austria to take on RB Salzburg. Some of the other standout ties in Europe's second-tier competition, Feyenoord play Panathinaikos and Lyon are at home to Basel. In the Conference League, Troy Parrott will be keen to score once again after his goal against Ajax at the weekend. AZ Alkmaar plays Slovan Bratislava. Andrew Omobamadeli played 25 minutes for Strasbourg in their 3-3 draw with PSG at the weekend. He'll be hoping to play a part in the French side's game with Jagiellonia Białystok. And Ireland continue preparations ahead of tomorrow's Nations League game against Belgium at the Aviva Stadium. Caitlin Hayes made her debut at the Lansdowne Road venue, but ticket sales have been slow with around 15,000 tickets sold. Hayes, who left Celtic and now plays in the WSL with Brighton, says any time you get to run out at the Aviva is a special day.
Yeah, I obviously made my debut there, so it's very special to me and it's very special to my family. It's an unbelievable stadium. I've been asked several times, should we be playing at Tala, in previous interviews, and the answer from my opinion is absolutely not. There's a lot of girls that aspire to be where we are, so why not give them that dream of playing at the Aviva, where they can see what they can be, and if they work hard and dream big, then they can also have that. And I don't see any greater opportunity than to be representing Ireland on that stage. So yeah, the empty seats I only see as an endless possibility of getting even more people in there. So yeah, excited for it and very grateful to be playing at the Aviva.
That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.